Flag.
I'm Rich Ackerman. This report is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To see how much you can save, visit geico.com. Rangers and Blue Jays opening the American League Division Series today in Toronto, and right now they are scoreless in the top of the second. First time there is a playoff game at Rogers Center since the Blue Jays won the World Series back in 1993, and of course back then it was called SkyDome. The Royals host the Astros tonight in Game 2 of today's doubleheader. Houston is riding high after a shutout of the Yankees in the wild card game, and manager A.J. Hinch is encouraged by the way his team has been playing away from home.
I do like the way our team responded on the road the last week of when we really needed to win. We did. And when we went into Yankee Stadium last night in a very volatile environment, and we won. So I think we've conquered some of the disbelief that we can't win in our gray uniforms.
Colin McHugh will start against Yordano Ventura, and Yadier Molina's injured thumb is healed. He's back at 100% and ready to go for the Cardinals when they take on the Cubs in the National League Division Series. The Texans host the Colts to open Week 5 of the NFL season. Matt Hasselbeck will reportedly start over Andrew Luck, who missed his first NFL game Sunday with a shoulder injury and now set to miss game number 2. You can catch the game tonight on CBS and NFL Network. Kickoff at 8:25. The Dolphins have made another change after firing head coach Joe Philbin. They've reportedly fired defensive coordinator Kevin Coyle, and 49ers linebacker Ahmad Brooks won't play Sunday against the Giants following the death of his sister. The Patriots have signed Deion Lewis to a 2-year extension. College football, USC will host Washington tonight. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance of CBS Sports. For the best NFL coverage, expect it here. CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Patrick Zeiner with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Brought to you by RP Lee Termite and Pest Control, shielding and protecting homes against pests for over 30 years. For more information, visit rpleepestcontrol.com. Stage Center Theater in downtown Bryan presents Tennessee Williams' The Glass Menagerie. Performances are tonight through Saturday and next Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. For ticket information, visit stagecenter.net. The Navasota Theater Alliance presents Father of the Bride. The show runs through Sunday. For showtimes and to purchase tickets, visit NavasotaTheaterAlliance.com. Unity Theater celebrates a music legend in Always Patsy Cline through Sunday. For more information and tickets, visit UnityBrenham.org. Today, a 20% chance of isolated showers, mostly cloudy and 91. Tonight, chance of rain continues, mostly cloudy and 69. The next Spirit Stop, thanks to Buffy's Barbecue, is Friday night at 7 when the Aggie soccer team hosts Alabama. Show your support for Aggie athletics and stop by the Zone tent to register for a care package. For more information, visit the events tab at zone1150.com.
Dietary fads come and go, but one thing that remains intact is the need for properly educated, reliable farmers to keep this country fed. That's why for over 60 years, Ram Trucks has partnered with the FFA to help sow the seeds of knowledge, hard work, and passion in each new generation of successful farmers. Guts, glory, Ram.
Howdy, neighbors. This is your friend, Texas Ag Coach Commissioner Sid Miller. I believe in leadership from ourselves and respect from others. I believe in my own ability to work efficiently and think clearly. These words are from FFA Creed, which I learned back in 1970 at DeLeon High School. My time in the FFA more than 40 years ago has inspired me and guided me to make public service an important part of my life. I'd like to thank the National FFA Scholarship sponsors such as Ram Trucks, who help make FFA members' dreams come true.
Attention parents with special needs children. Power Sports is now offering a special needs competitive cheerleading team, and it's completely free. Power Sports' new special needs program is a great way to get your child involved in activities which will help them improve on motor skills, communication, team building exercises, and more. For more information on the Power Sports special needs program, call Power Sports at 979-776-0018 or check them out on the web at powersportskids.com.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Brian Broadcasting.
Your home for fighting Texas Aggie football. Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
The second hour of Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom, Robert Primo. We're brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the great events coming to the season that dreams are made of at mscopus.org. All the information on tickets for all those great events and shows there at mscopus.org. You can call us 693-1150, or you can text us at 229-1939 to see what's going on over here. We are joined now, as we are every Thursday, by A&M soccer coach G. Guerrieri. Coach, the first thing I want to ask you is, does it feel like forever since you guys played a game?
Yeah, we actually had a Sunday off, which is really rare, it seems like. But it was good for us. Just like the football team is getting a bye week, we had a bye day. And it goes a long way as far as helping to heal the soul.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, in the way that it works, you know, you guys play twice a week. It's usually Thursday or Friday and then Sunday. So it's Thursday, Sunday, Thursday, Sunday, Thursday, Sunday. Does, you know, with that many games, I don't know if the average person would think that having one bye day would make all that much difference. But does it, from a health standpoint, from a physical standpoint, does having that bye day help you get your legs back under you a little bit?
Yeah, because it means that some of our players aren't out sprinting for 7 miles. So if you think about it that way, it's like, oh, man. A day of not doing that, ooh, that's a relaxing day, and that goes a long way. So, really, it really is. And again, the way that people typically play us is they come in here, and which is a little bit what Mississippi State did. They come in here and they kick and claw and scratch and do everything they possibly can to try to keep us in check. And so, it's a real battle for a lot of our players to get away from that grind. So, whenever we get an opportunity to have that Sunday off. And it's really well received. And so, if you think about it, our players, they played Friday night. Then on Saturday, they didn't have to. We just did a regeneration session in the morning. That evening, we all went to the football game. The team was introduced out on Middle Kyle Field, and that's a pretty cool experience, getting a big ovation from 104,000. Then on Sunday was just an easy day for them. Monday was an easier day for them. They had class and stuff like that, but no athletics. So really, it wasn't just one day off. It was 3 days off. And so it hopefully is a way of kind of flushing our system and getting us ready for what we know is going to be a tough weekend for us.
Yeah, on Friday you'll be here against Alabama. On Sunday you'll be at Auburn. Does it make much of a difference to you on playing home first, then away, or if you were to have one that was away first and then home? I mean, does that benefit or hurt one team or the other?
I don't know. I mean, you can look at it as you can look at it on both sides. For us, I like it because I like what we have. I'm playing home first because we can kind of set our rhythm, and the rhythm isn't broken up by travel, so we can prepare. You know, we just stepped off the field 5 minutes ago, so we can now focus completely on just getting everyone ready to go for the match tomorrow night, and then Saturday we'll do another session here, kind of a recovery session from Friday night, and then we'll travel to Auburn for the game on Sunday. Whereas if it had been the other way around, we'd be traveling right now, and it would make it a little bit more. I think it would be more difficult the other way around. So we're happy that it has fallen this way for us.
With the, I don't know if they have another name for it in soccer, but the Iron Bowl teams, Alabama and Auburn, both this weekend. What can you tell us about them? What challenges are they going to pose to you guys, and maybe what are y'all focusing on this week?
Well, actually, they played last week. Their Iron Bowl of soccer is what they call it. There's a trophy on the line and all that, and bragging rights, obviously, in state. And as soccer would go, it's a derby match. It's a bitter rivalry in any sport between those two schools. So, Auburn won that game, and Auburn is having a great year. maybe their best year they've ever had. I think they're 11-1 right now, and they are playing tonight at 6 o'clock if people want to watch that game on the SEC network. They're going to South Carolina. So South Carolina is going to host the soccer game on Thursday night, but they're not going to host the football game on Saturday afternoon. So that game, Auburn will play South Carolina. It's a big game. It's the two teams that are at the top of the table after five games. And then they will travel back to Auburn to get ready for us. So, they're having a really, really good year. They've had some great results. So for us, it's a real opportunity to get a win over a team with a good record, and that can help us out in the big picture of things. The big picture as far as getting a win over somebody who's ahead of us right now in the SEC standings by a game, and also the opportunity to get a win against a team with a number 5 RPI in the country that will help us out with NCAA tournament stuff.
Is there anything in particular you're focused on in practice or in training this week, trying to, you know, that you really want to shore up, or any points of emphasis sort of for this week that you can share with us?
Well, we still keep working on and keep getting better on defending set plays and corner kicks. And last week was a week that we focused a lot on that. And Mia Hummel made the starting goal, got the shutout, and was really, really good in defending their long throw. And they have a long throw in that basically it's that they could whip right into the goal mouth and cause a lot of chaos. And she and the defense did a real good job with that. Same thing on corner kicks. So those are things that we've given up goals on this year. And so obviously we keep trying to get more and more comfortable in that setting. And then the main thing is just being us and keeping us playing at the high flying attacking pace that we're used to playing at. Alabama's going to come in tomorrow night, and they're a team that wants to put the ball down and play. So there's every indication that tomorrow night is going to be a really attractive game. It's going to be a real fun game for people to watch, and that two teams that want to that aren't here to bloody each other, but really want to make the game attractive in the way that we play. So, you know, we didn't play them last year. We haven't hosted them here since 2012. So I'm looking forward to getting out on the field against the Tide.
One thing that we hear a lot in the bye week for football is they talk about, you know, self-scouting. And one of the things that A&M has talked about a lot throughout, you know, since Kevin Sumlin's been here, is that they mostly worry about themselves. It's not as much about the opponent. Is that kind of the same for soccer? I mean, I know that since y'all are so good, is that a thing where y'all mainly are just going to play the way y'all play, not worry too much about what the opponent is trying to do? Or is it something where y'all do, you know, do a lot of scouting? You do a lot of install type stuff in soccer. How does that work, you know, for kind of game to game with that?
Well, we put a lot of we do both. To tell you the truth, we focus a great deal. If it was a 100% scale, we focus on ourselves about 85%, and because those are things that we have control over on the way that we prepare and the way that we get ready for events and the way that we play to our strengths. And that, you could think of that in almost any sport or any occupation. You can only do what you can do to a certain extent, but you can always do it a little bit better. You can always improve. And then the other portion is focusing on understanding what the other team does, the tendencies of the other team, the shape that they play in, the way that they try to stop people, what they're most dangerous on. And when we sat down for film yesterday, the focus was all on us. It was all looking at us. When we sat down for film today, which is only about a 5-minute presentation, it was 5 minutes of scouting what Alabama does and focusing, understanding that they're good in possession, that they get here's where they've given up goals. We can do that. Here's where they've done this. We can beat that. And just letting them know that, hey, we're always looking at things in the realm of, this is what the other team does well. Can we stop that? And this is where I think there's going to be some openings for us, and can we take advantage of it?
Coach, for a couple of years now, or all three of your years in the SEC, it's felt like Texas A&M, Florida, and then the rest of the conference play soccer. It obviously the standings don't look that way right now. I know we've got quite a few matches still to go, and I know you guys are trying to get back up on top, but you and Florida both have a couple of losses and are not at the top. of the conference standings. Is there any that's got to be, I would imagine, a little frustrating because you feel like you want to be up there, but at the same time, do you take any kind of pride in the fact that this SEC looks like it's, and maybe it's early, it's not improving, but look, it looks on paper like the whole league has gotten a little bit better this year.
It has. It has. It has gotten a lot better. I mean, we're not even halfway through the season yet.
Right.
So, you know, we're still looking at it as we're going to win the league.
Right.
Just because that's the way we always go about things. And what do we have to do to win? And a few things were taken out of our control when we lost the week before last. But now what we see is a team that – we see a league that the bottom has come up. The teams that were weaker at the bottom for the last 5 years are playing really well this year. They're having banner seasons. And then you're seeing teams that have been kind of bubbling just under the top three, like Auburn, who's right there. And if the season was to end right now, they would be like a number two seed in the NCAA tournament. So,
right.
You know, we've said it all the time, and I think any coach in this league will tell you in any sport that it's a damn tough league, and it's a league that anyone can beat you if you don't show up and ready to play. And I think that right now, I'm trying to remember how many teams made the NCAA tournament last year, 7 or 8. I think there's projections of about 8 SEC teams making the 64-team tournament right now, which is as high as any league in the country. So, you know, even though we have 2 losses right now, you know, we're about 5 points off of the off of first place. I'm pretty confident that there's going to be some, because of the depth and the quality and the parity in so many parts of this league, that teams that might be ahead of us right now are going to take a couple falls. And what we've got to do is we've got to just make sure that we're not one of those teams that takes a fall.
Coach, tomorrow night is the game here in College Station. Y'all are the only show in town this week. Probably going to get a pretty good crowd out there for that one. Anything?
And it's Dixie Chicken Night.
Uh-oh.
I mean, come on. It's the only show in town. It's Dixie Chicken Night, whatever that means. I think you get something free from Dixie Chicken. And, man, it couldn't be better, could it?
Yeah, there you go. And then, of course, Sunday's game, 2 o'clock, SEC Network Plus, and right here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7. Coach, thanks for being with us. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it, boys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Always good to talk to Coach G and see what's going on over there at Aggie Soccer. Should be a big weekend for them here and then in Auburn. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, got a good text. Got a good. Well, all,
do we?
All the texts are good, but we got a good discussion.
A specific one. That's
some of
really
them are
good?
Like a statement, and it's like yeah or no, or it's like a question, and it's a short. This is like a discussion topic. I think this was pretty good.
Okay. Good.
We'll go to break. We'll come back. We'll do that. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagles. Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Learning the skills of skating can bring you a lifetime of fun and exercise. At Spirit Ice Arena, you can learn step-by-step instruction in a pleasant, supervised rink that makes learning to skate safe and easy. Did you know that Spirit Ice Arena is home of the Fighting Texas Aggie hockey team? If you've never been to a live hockey game before, then this is your chance. Tickets are just $10 for adults, $7.50 for students, or 2 students for $10. To see an Aggie hockey schedule, visit spiriticearena.com or call 693-3900. Spirit Ice Arena, keeping you cool all year long.
Be our guest for Broadway's most enchanted musical. Networks proudly presents Disney's Beauty and the Beast, live on stage, featuring all of the adventure, the spectacular effects, and the classic Disney songs you've come to love.
Disney's Beauty and the Beast, presented by MSC Opus, October 20th and 21st in Rutter Auditorium, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. Get your family's tickets now, mscopus.org.
Meet Fred, world champion excuse maker.
That's me.
He's been late for work 5 days in a row. His excuses?
Someone stole my steering wheel, my cat had a root canal, my cousin's houseboat sank, and I had to feed my neighbor's ferret.
So what's his excuse for not going to AggielandHelpWanted.com? He knows he'll find a terrific new job from a great local employer.
Yeah.
It's free. There are more local job postings than anywhere else, and applying for jobs is even easier than ever before.
Well, yeah.
So, champ?
I was abducted by aliens.
Uh-huh. There's no excuse. Go to AggielandHelpWanted.com today. Long name. Amazing results.
All right, man. Everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home.
Cool. What time can I come over?
The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you gotta bring something for the party.
There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked.
Dang.
I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff.
Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
October is here, but Halloween isn't till the 31st. But Rattlers has goodies for you every day, like goodness knows bars, 2 for only $3. Grab any size coffee or cappuccino to go with that for only 79 cents. Rattlers has in-store specials all the time, from hot dogs and chips to soft drinks. Make sure to stop by Rattlers on your way home from work and pick up any 12-pack from the fine families of beer, from Bud, Miller, and Coors, for only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Catch up on the Longhorns, the Big 12, and football from around the state with Cedric Golden of the Austin American Statesman each Friday at 11:30 on the Louis Belina Show, powered by teamofnavasota.com.
Welcome back. Aubrey Bloom.
Robert Primo. Two people with a lot of vowels in their last name. Just in order, too. How about that? Just a random factoid of the day.
All right, here we got a couple texts. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, 229-1939 if you want to hit us up. Someone said, looking ahead to 2016, we got two good ones here. Looking ahead to 2016, assuming the Astros don't lose any key players, which they shouldn't. Gomez, maybe. If he's a key player.
Gomez is one that we know for sure they'll have to make a choice on.
Yeah, if he's a key player.
Eh. I mean, he's good, yeah. But the way their outfield is structured, you could afford to lose him. I mean, anyway, I would like to have
their
him back,
question: but. Will they be predicted by the national media to make the postseason again? I would say yeah.
Right now, I'd say yes. I mean, we're reactionary, so especially if they win a game or two in this series, or, of course, do much better than that and win a series. Yeah, I mean, I think we see, because of their youth, you know,
right.
Everybody's so excited. We love to jump on the young teams that are good because, I don't know, I think inside of us, you hear a lot of people hate dynasties, but I think inside of us, we do sort of, I don't know, maybe I'm speaking for myself. Dynasties help define a sport, and I think we just gravitate towards expecting teams that are good to stay good. I don't know.
Everyone wants to be there on the ground floor of, like, I remember watching Carlos Correa when he got called up in June.
Sure.
Yeah, I say yeah, and I think yeah, because again, as long as they don't lose any key pieces. Now, the problem there is the West is going to be a tough situation. The Rangers are also going to be better next year.
Well, in theory, yes.
Yeah.
Because they'll get Darvish back.
Yeah, and they will, you know, they'll have Hamels for a whole season. I mean, that I think will help there. The Angels are, you know, they're not going away anytime soon. So
absolutely not.
I think they'll be picked to make the postseason. In fact, I'll imagine they would be the favorites in the West. Would be my
guess. Would it be them or the Rangers?
Yeah.
I think you'll see people pick the Mariners and the Angels have just enough that there'll be people around the nation in islands picking those teams, kind of trying to do. I think to pick the Mariners, you're doing the shock thing where I'll try to shoot the moon here, and if I'm right in October, I can point out how smart I was that I picked this team. But no, the Rangers and the Astros, there's no reason why these two teams with their current rosters not only won't be favored next year to contend for the title, but maybe for 2 or 3 years.
couple contract fans out there that know a little more than we do. Gomez is signed through next year.
Okay.
They Rasmus is a decision they'll
have to make. Well, I was wondering
make.
About – that's the other guy I was thinking of first.
And Kazmir is a decision they'll have to make. Those are the two. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a good chance they go in as the AL West favorites next year. And, again, you're getting it a whole season, kind of the same deal as having Hamels for a whole year. Having Carlos Correa for an extra month and a half will be a big deal.
I like that.
And as someone texted, catcher is an issue. Jason Castro is a free agent. They got to figure something out there.
Ooh, yeah.
But yeah, that I mean, I think decision. They'll be picked to make the postseason. The other other text says LSU versus Alabama game seems to have national title implications almost every year. Auburn versus Alabama, and in the past, Texas versus Oklahoma. Does the rivalry game have to have national title implications to be considered a rivalry every year?
Well, no. I mean, you're approaching the word rivalry from backwards forwards. It starts with, I don't like you and I want to beat you. It doesn't start with what's on the line. It starts with what's on the line just between you and me.
I think the thing about it,
outside implications are.
Yeah, I think that's the opposite, really. And yeah, there's a sliding scale of rivalry game. Certainly the Ooh. Iron Bowl, when you're both undefeated, is bigger than going 500. But I think when I think of a true rival, it's a team that, even if you're horrible and they're horrible, if you beat them, you still feel good about it.
Absolutely.
You know, like you go back to the office on Monday, you wear the polo with your logo on it, you're still feeling good about yourself, even if your team's not any good.
Well, and if you have nothing else, you beat the person you want to beat the most every year.
Yeah. But I'm also a little bit old school in that I'm our new school, I guess, in that I don't think anyone just has just one rival. I mean, I think certain teams have a main one. Obviously, Alabama and Auburn have a main rival. But the whole, like, Texas Tech, not our rival thing is dumb, frankly. And when I was at, you know, like, from, and obviously now there may not be because they don't play them anymore.
Right.
But as far as when A&M was in the Big 12, we heard that all the time, Tech's not our rival, Baylor's not our rival. Like, they are rivals. They're just not your main rival.
Well, and if you don't think they're your rival, they certainly think you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe if all of A&M had approached it that way, they wouldn't have got beat by Tech so often.
Maybe here's the flip side of that. A rival is someone you're afraid to go out in public after they beat you.
Yes.
Because of what people might say to you. I think that is...
Yeah.
Where you live. Not like in public in their town.
Every year after the Ryder Cup, I try to stay away, as far away from Richard Groom as I possibly can, for as long as I can.
Yeah.
I don't want to see his face.
I think that's the definition there.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's few. If you live and work in Houston, then maybe A&M LSU is right there because there's so many LSU people in Houston too.
Yes,
that if
sure.
LSU beats A&M, you're going, I don't want to see those people. That's a rivalry. So
yeah.
That's why I think it applies to Baylor, Tech, Texas, Oklahoma. Any like, well, maybe not Oklahoma, but those all apply to each other there.
Well, and the point that something has to be on the line to make it a rivalry, that's misunderstanding what rivalry means. However, you are right in saying if you're talking about two undefeated teams playing in a rivalry game, yeah, that does heighten the rivalry game for sure. Because it draws, you know, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. Every time my Dallas Cowboys play the New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles, or Washington Redskins, I care.
Yeah.
But if they're both playing for a playoff spot in Week 17, then now the nation cares. And it does add a lot to it. A lot of outsiders and bandwagoners will join in on the fun, and it does create a much bigger event. If Alabama beats Arkansas next week, it will feel like more of a – it may not be more of a rivalry game, but it will feel like more of one, especially here in Aggieland, like you were talking about, how this is kind of a one-sided rivalry right now. It will be a bigger deal, no doubt. And if Alabama loses to Arkansas this week, it won't be as big a deal outside of Aggieland. It'll still be a huge deal here no matter what. But outside, it will be a bigger deal, and that will make it feel like a bigger deal to all of us.
Yeah, and there's some keys. In the giant stew of what makes a rivalry, there's a few things you've got to have. And I think one for each way –
you need to have ruined an otherwise good season for the other one. That helps.
It's not a rivalry until you're both winning in the rivalry.
Yeah.
One thing.
Well, and also I think it's a true rivalry if even when your program wasn't good, if you were able to ruin a good season by the other one, I think that helps a lot. That can kickstart it a little bit.
That's the cayenne pepper in the gumbo that really gets it going. It's when you don't just beat them, but you weren't any good.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's because then
that just sticks a knife right
yeah,
in
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah. That's,
between
that's
the ribs
a big key.
And twists and hurts.
So we'll see. We're well waiting for A&M's SEC rivalries to take off. They've either got to lose to Arkansas or beat LSU. They haven't done either one of those things yet. So,
right. So. Yeah, I mean, they're a few years away. It'll happen. Believe me, there'll be some of those games. A&M will beat LSU at some point. Arkansas will beat A&M at some point.
Yeah.
And A&M will beat Alabama again at some point, and that will keep that one on the
burner.
The
other thing is Alabama is sort of like...
Well, they're always going to have one rival and one rival
the
way they look at
it. And everyone,
to a large degree.
They're Alabama, and they've got so much of a, Bama Roll Tide thing about them that everyone wants to beat them all the time.
Right,
so,
sure.
Real quick, before we go to break and come back for the high school report, a little bit of news from the Rangers. Adrian Beltre out of the game with an undisclosed injury.
I didn't see that.
He's been replaced at third base.
What?
Yeah, so
the Rangers are up 2-0 in the bottom of the third, but I did not see the injury.
Yeah,
thing.
Beltre is out of the game.
That hurts.
That could be potentially big news out of that game. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, time for the high school report. So stay with us. It's Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Bill Oliver at the news update on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. The Bryan School Board continues down the road to realign attendance zones by next May to give parents a year to prepare when they take effect in the fall of 2017. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draw says they recently sent this fall's enrollment information to their demographer, who will present a report next month. Then small groups will start meeting in December, composed of parents, business people, city officials, and other community representatives.
Where we meet with them, go over the zones, some samples, get their feedback, get their input. At the end of the small groups, we will bring all those small groups together for a collective meeting. February through April, we'll do some large group meetings. And then in May, we would like to be bringing you a recommendation.
The realignment's the result of elementary schools going through fourth grade, adding fifth and sixth grade intermediate buildings, and changing middle schools to seventh and eighth grades. The first new death row inmate in Texas this year is Gabriel Hall. The 22-year-old from College Station was sentenced last night by the Brazos County District Court jury that convicted him of capital murder in the stabbing and shooting of Edwin Char Jr. nearly 4 years ago. State officials say the 10-month hiatus between death sentences is rare. Three others convicted of capital murder this year received life in prison without parole. A longtime Texas law against desecrating the U.S. or state flag has been ruled unconstitutional by the state's highest criminal court. The 1989 law was challenged 3 years ago by a black man who threw a U.S. flag belonging to a store onto the street after hearing racial comments made by a store clerk. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes a proposal allowing outdoor food courts made up of mobile food trucks. Planning and Zoning Commission endorsed the proposal last week and called on those speaking at their hearing to share their opinions, which included a desire to be open in Northgate after the bars close, something that's opposed by the police department. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
Walking, running, jumping, stretching, pulling, pushing. Any repetitive motion can cause wear and damage to your body. Using advanced diagnostic equipment and computerized technologies, the orthopedic sports medicine physicians and therapists at Scott & White Healthcare can treat all of your sports injuries, no matter how complex. Don't get sidelined by injuries. Pursue your passion in top form. Visit sportsmedicine.sw.org for more information.
October is here, but Halloween isn't till the 31st. But Rattlers has goodies for you every day, like Goodness Nose Bars, 2 for only $3. Grab any size coffee or cappuccino to go with that for only 79 cents. Rattlers has in-store specials all the time, from hot dogs and chips to soft drinks. Make sure to stop by Rattlers on your way home from work and pick up any 12-pack from the fine families of beer, from Bud, Miller, and Coors, for only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
get there early or you'll miss out. It's the annual Dealer's Lighting Garage Sale. Saturday morning, you'll find incredible deals on first quality fixtures, overstocks, and scratch and dents. Craftmade ceiling fans at the lowest prices of the year. How about a 52-inch aged bronze fan for only $39.95? Craftmade aged bronze porch fans are only $79.95. And they go fast. Saturday only at Dealer's Lighting, corner of South College and Koenig in Bryan. But hurry, when the clock strikes 12, it's over till next year.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
Listen to the Astros, the Rangers, the Texans, and of course, the Fightin' Texas Aggies. Your favorite teams play on the Zone FM 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150. Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozier, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozier, proudly supporting the youth of our community. The High School Report was recorded a little bit earlier, so we will listen to that.
Tell me about your football history. When you got started, what you played, how young were you when you started? Have you always been a defensive lineman?
No, actually, seventh grade year, I started. That's when I first started playing football for Jane Long Middle School in Bryan. And I played right guard for offense, and that's what I did seventh grade year. In the eighth grade year, I didn't play football, actually.
Really? Why is that?
Because I went to a private school called Aero Academy.
Okay.
And then I moved to Bryan High, and I played defensive line for the first time freshman year.
Okay.
Yeah. And then 10th grade, and then sophomore year, I played here because I moved from Bryan High to here sophomore year, and I started at D-line, and then junior year, this went from there.
Did your family just move? Why did you come from Bryan High to Consol?
Because my mom had a job opportunity here, so we just moved to College Station.
What was that like? Because moving is not easy. You know, a lot of us have done it at some point in our life. When you're growing up, when you're young and you have your friends and you have your connections, I guess the good thing is you just went across town,
yeah.
So you still have all your friends. But I mean, you have to make new friends. You got new people in school. The whole thing, and you did that as a sophomore. You were probably, what, 15, 16 years old?
Yes,
what was that like?
Actually, at first, I really did not want to move because, like, coaches down here don't know me. My friends are all here and all this stuff. But then when I moved down here, actually, some of the friends I knew, they moved. They were here, too. And so I still have friends in Bryan. I still have friends here, have a lot of friends. And the coaches really seem to have a bond. We started, you know, and it really wasn't much of a problem.
It's interesting that I just got lucky and asked to interview you this week when you guys are getting ready to play, Bryan.
Yes.
Tell me about that. I mean, that's got to be every game's big, and the Crosstown Showdown's big always, but I would think it would be even a little bit more special for you.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah, because I get to play against the teammates I've played with since middle school. You know, I know pretty much all of them, and they would enjoy playing against me too. So,
what was last year like for you? You're playing here at Consol, having a good year, making all district and those kind of things. And Consol had that long streak against Bryan, and Kiki and the guys broke the streak last year. What was that like for you? I don't know if you took a lot of abuse from your friends afterwards or not, but or if it just hurt you, or maybe it was you tried to treat it like another game. Tell me about that game, because that was a tough one.
Yeah, after that game, I was pretty, like, upset, because, of course, everybody was like, streak is over, but, I mean, they didn't really gloat it that much, you know. They weren't just like, oh, we won, finally. I mean, they were pretty happy about it, but my old friends were just like, eh, you know, just like, they basically were like, oh, we knew we were going to win and stuff, but not really.
Nothing too bad.
Yeah.
tell me, you did have success last year on your first year on the varsity, and then this year there were obviously a lot of things expected of you. What did you expect from yourself for your senior year?
Well, for my senior year, I wanted to just like go just do basically as much as I possibly could. And like over the summer, I was just thinking about it, like through all the SAT camp and extra football training, just like I wanted to be like as best as I could possibly be, put it that way.
The coaches are really pleased with what you've been doing. And I talked to Coach Williams, your defensive coordinator, and Coach Raphael, the head coach, and they both praise you. They both said that you've done a good job. You're basically halfway through, and it's not halfway through if you count playoffs, but you're halfway through your last regular season. How would you kind of evaluate how you've played?
I think, well, put it this way, when I'm on the field, I never know if I'm playing good or bad because for some reason every time I play, I'm in the moment and I play and I feel like after the games I do bad and the coach is like, you look good, and I look at the film and I did look pretty good, but I feel as if I just play.
Another thing about your position, and Coach Williams talked about this, there's a lot when it comes with the high expectations, but Coach Williams says one of the things that they expect from you is that for you to play at a level where it makes the other team focus on you. When they're preparing, they go, we gotta stop Jaden. We gotta block him. We gotta know where he is at all time. Maybe the game plan takes you into account.
Yes.
Now, the other part of that is, then the other team might double team you, or I don't know how many double teams you get, but they come after you a lot, obviously, because you're a key guy. Tell me about that, because sometimes you could do your job and maybe not make the tackle. Maybe if you require a double team, maybe one of the other.
Code Maroon. Suspicious package reported at NW corner of West Campus Garage. Avoid area until further notice. Police are investigating. 3:33 p.m.
Every play if I have to.
They talk about people or defensive linemen who have to deal with that. I'm not trying to make you compare yourself to these guys, but J.J. Watt with the Texans, Miles Garrett with the Aggies come to mind right away. There's people say that you just have to account for them, and sometimes they might get double or those guys even triple team.
Yeah.
Is there any defensive linemen that you look up to particularly, or that you see and you say, man, I want to do that, or that inspires me, or anything like that?
Well, not necessarily. When I think of when I just think of football wise, I do watch NFL and college ball. But I mean, J.J. Watt is, yeah, he's like the top, but not necessarily like the only thing. I just don't want to be him, his work effort. Like, that's something that I really admire, and also, like, the big plays he makes, just, I mean, that's good. So J.J. Watt would probably be the best one.
One more thing about the defense in general, and you being a big part of it, Coach Raphael said you had a very good game against Willis, and he said that was the best offensive line you guys had seen this year, so it's a very talented offensive line. The defense had a good night. He held them 202 yards and one of the better performances of the season. And you can expect, based on what we've seen before, that Brian's going to try to run the ball too. So, I mean, since like it's a good time for you guys to be coming off a good week. They also had a big offensive week against Huntsville, but this is a pretty big week for you on the defensive line and for the defense, don't you think?
Yes, it's a really big week.
Tell me about playing a team like that when you come in knowing that if they can run it, that's what they want to do.
Well, that's one of the things our defensive coaches always talk about. There's like, you can't go out there onto the field and think like, oh, what's going to do? What's going to happen? They're going to run up on us. He said the only way to get past that, to know that they're going to do this and they're going to do this, is practice. So we know exactly what they're planning on doing. So that's the only way to stop the jitters and, oh, man. So we just.
But you know it's important. I mean, you know you guys have a, you always have a big job, but I don't know, it seems like it might be even a little bit bigger this week.
Yeah. But yeah, I do know that, but we just gotta win. Once we practice and we know, just trusting each other to do their job, we really don't think about it that much.
When I do stories about high school athletes, I always love to ask them about away from their sport. Now, I know football takes a lot of time. Coach Williams told me that you do very well in school. You've never been an academic problem or anything like that. So you count football and academics, you're pretty busy, but you still have to have a life beyond that. Tell me, if I was letting when I'm telling the Jaden Drysdale story, what would I tell people about you other than football? You know, interest or whatever, just away from football.
Well, you can just be like, the grind never stops, basically. Not only do I like have to do my homework and football, which takes up a massive amount of time, also work. I work at Chicken Express, but like, I'm always trying to.
You work at Chicken Express?
Yeah, I'm always trying to, you know. Just basically find something to do, hang out with friends.
How do you fit all that into your schedule?
I mean, it's all about priorities and time management. Basically, people don't take into account how much time you have in a day, and basically that's just planning is number one.
I don't know how much you want to talk about this, but I find it very interesting. Coach Williams really bragged about you in terms of what you do for your family. And I mean, he was probably talking about you working, but he said you have younger siblings and that you do a lot as contribute to your family and help your mom. And he said he doesn't think there's enough of that in society, and I'd have to agree with him. Can you tell me about that, about your family and what you do, kind of what role you play and what that means to you?
Well, like, my family is probably number one, so just the number one thing that they really like is just spending time with them. And a lot of times I'll have to, like, babysit or just watch my brothers, because I have three little brothers, and they always like to, you know, go out and play football in the backyard or just do something, athletic sports, play the game, just something like that.
What does that mean to you to spend time with them and to help out with them?
It means a lot, because, you know, when growing up, like, I was one of my two older sisters was basically the only ones with me, and, you know, it's girls, so, you know. But I did have a lot of friends, but now that I have little brothers, they all look up to me. It's like, want to play nose guard, and I was like, I don't know, they're athletic, so I was like, they don't really know, like, running back, quarterback, receiver, they all look up to me, and, you know, it's fun.
The last thing is, tell me about hopes or dreams for the future. What you would like to do if you're kind of writing a script out. You're a senior, you're a good player here. Obviously, it's hard going to the next level. There's so many people trying to get there. But what do you see? What do you hope for in the future?
In the future, probably, like, once I graduate, I really want to get my college paid for. Hopefully I can just get a stable job, whatever comes my way, because the way I think about it is, whatever you want to do, I just put 100% effort to it, and I can probably accomplish it, most likely.
All right, that's Jaden Drysdale talking to us today. The Consol Tigers will be playing on Friday in the Crosstown Showdown against Bryan High.
There you go. That is today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
Get there early or you'll miss out. It's the annual Dealer's Lighting Garage Sale. Saturday morning, you'll find incredible deals on first quality fixtures, overstocks, and scratch and dents. Craftmade ceiling fans at the lowest prices of the year. How about a 52-inch aged bronze fan for only $39.95? Craftmade aged bronze porch fans are only $79.95. And they go fast. Saturday only at Dealer's Lighting, corner of South College and Koenig in Bryan. But hurry, when the clock strikes 12, it's over till next year. Learning the skills of skating can bring you a lifetime of fun and exercise. At Spirit Ice Arena, you can learn step-by-step instruction in a pleasant, supervised rink that makes learning to skate safe and easy. Did you know that Spirit Ice Arena is home of the Fighting Texas Aggie hockey team? If you've never been to a live hockey game before, then this is your chance. Tickets are just $10 for adults, $7.50 for students, or two students for $10. To see an Aggie hockey schedule, visit spiriticearena.com or call 693-3900. Spirit Ice Arena, keeping you cool all year long.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
I like things easy peasy. So when I need a few things, I go to Walgreens. Mostly because schlepping my way through five aisles at the grocery store when all I want is milk isn't my idea of a good time. Good thing Walgreens has short lines and easy parking so I can pop in for milk, paper towels, toothpaste, and more. Easiest errand ever. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, find great deals like Oreo cookies for $2.99 and select Nice Brand bath tissue and paper towels for $4.99.
The birds are singing, the leaves are falling, and there's a chill in the air. Yes, it's high school football season in the Brazos Valley. That's why you need to head over to BrazosFootball.com for all of your high school gridiron needs. Listen to your favorite coaches break down the game plan for Friday night with the coaches' pregame interviews. Then, once things kick off, follow all of the live scoring on Twitter at Zone 1150. After your team seals the win, relive every second of the victory by going to your school's podcast link. Again, that's BrazosFootball.com, your home for high school football and Bryan College Station.
One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said tomorrow
morning
you can see the judge, then go. They let
Aggie
me call
Nation.
One person on the phone.
Powered by the
Eagles. I thought I'd be there overnight,
Aubrey Bloom.
So I just called
Kelly Brown. Kelly's here to tell us what's going on outside of the radio studio here. But before she does that, another high school Friday night on the zone tomorrow night. Bryan and Consol, the Crosstown Showdown starting at 7 here on Sports Radio 1150. The Rudder Rangers will travel to Willis. You can hear that game on the zone 102.7 also at 7. For more information, podcasts, and coaches' interviews, check out BrazosFootball.com. So there you go. Tomorrow night.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun night, maybe, tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Where Crosstown's headed? Down. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so getting right to business. Gabriel Hall was sentenced to death last night. The jury had been hearing the case for about 5 weeks, and they went into deliberations yesterday, right before lunch, and they came out last evening. So here's the deal. He will... The average stay on death row is between 8 and 11 years. So, yeah, there's an automatic appeal when someone is convicted and sentenced to death. So it'll go through the appeals process. He, of course, was convicted of killing a former Texas A&M professor, Edwin Shear, who's 68 years old. And he seriously injured Edwin's wife, Linda, She was able to call 911, and I heard the call in court. It was horrific. It was absolutely horrific. Anyway, this case had a lot of attention because of the rareness of something like this, stranger crime in Bryan College Station. Typically, and I just say typically, when people die by violence in this community, it tends to be someone they know. So this was completely, they were targeted, but he did not, the man who did it, who was 17 at the time, he had never met them before. He just had kind of stalked them, watched them. So you can go online and catch up on that story if you want. Jake had a great blog going through the whole trial, and I think I looked around. He is back in the newsroom today and writing about, guess what, crime.
He's finally back. I forgot his name. Gone so long.
I know. I'm sure the defense attorneys and prosecutors are relieved that it's all over with as well. Families, you know, this is the end of one chapter and the start of another with that appeals process going. Okay, other news. Sam Peschek has been a busy reporter today. He listened to U.S. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Krista Hardin, who was on campus today at the A&M College of Agriculture. She was there to discuss the future of farming and how minorities and women might just revolutionize the agriculture system. You know, because you have all these, typically sons would take over the farming or ranching business, and that has been dwindling for the last few decades. And so, so leave it to the women, Aubrey, to go save our nation's one of our best natural resources.
I've been saying that for years.
Really, Ben Carson, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ben Carson's coming here. What do you think about that?
Well, he needs to say less crazy things, but
you can go on TheEagle.com and MiamiNation.com to hear more about that, but he will be in town later this month for a book signing. So Peschek is looking forward to that. If you have any questions you want to ask Ben Carson and Sam has the time, feel free to email him at news@TheEagle.com. news@TheEagle.com. Okay, so we also have food truck news.
Ooh, yeah. We heard a little bit about this during the last break.
Okay.
What can you tell us?
Well,
I love a good food truck.
I know you do. That's why I'm bringing this to you. I was hoping to tell you first, but the College Station City Council is going to consider tonight allowing food vendors to develop a mobile food court.
Yeah.
Okay. So while food trucks can, right now, you know, they can congregate en masse at various locations, the request is to allow for this food court that could provide amenities such as picnic tables and other seating and maybe a playground for Aubrey to play at. They have something like this in San Marcos.
They have several of them in Austin.
Down by the river. Oh, yeah. So and there's always dirt involved. Did you ever notice that? Really?
Yeah,
is it a paved lot?
It's because it'd be so hot during the summer. Yeah.
So it has to be dirt?
Yeah, like, it absorbs the heat better than concrete.
That is not why.
It just radiates.
I can tell
heat.
You cost is probably the reason.
Okay, that's fine.
It is. Yeah. But yeah, I'm interested to see how this pans out. You know, food trucks have gotten fairly popular here in recent years. Maybe this will prompt some people to
food
go
ahead.
Food
truck revolution?
Well, yeah, to go into that business. If you had a food truck, what would be your specialty? Cupcakes?
No, I'm a taco guy. I can whip up all kinds of tacos.
Really?
Yeah.
So would you like to see, does Mad Taco have a food truck?
I do not believe so.
You know who needs one? Torchy's.
Yeah, well, they started as a food truck like a million years ago in Austin. We used to go over there and when they were on the Mar.
Would you consider yourself somewhat of a historian of food trucks?
Just the Torchy's one in particular, really. And there's a place in Austin called Biscuits and Groovy that's like biscuits and gravy out of a
Have
trailer.
You eaten there?
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that one too.
Is it wrong that I had a former boyfriend used to call me Biscuits and Gravy? That
yes.
was his nickname for me.
That
is that weird?
That's weird.
It's a true story, 100%.
It should have broken up immediately.
Why am I confessing this on the air?
Hey, I give you more than your usual time, and who knows what might come out of it.
Yeah,
I need
really,
to start giving
I know.
You, I need
I
to
know.
Start giving you more time
no,
every day.
No,
who knows what we'll
I don't
learn.
Think the four people listening out there could could tolerate that. So we've got a lot of crime in tomorrow's paper. We've got Jake also, he's covering an aggravated robbery hearing that happened in which a Washington County man was sentenced to 40 years for his role in this convenience store robbery where they hid in the back, waited for people to leave, taped the clerk's hands together, called in his friends. They basically looted the place, took a bunch of money. Investigation took a year. Now he's going to prison for 40 years. But there's also... Rebecca's out there covering multiple stories related to crimes in the Bryan College Station area. Eagle. Not in the Eagle. In the area. And it will be in the Eagle. I'm trying to merge it because that music is slowly coming on.
Right. Yeah, it will be in the Eagle, and you can read about it tomorrow. I will not be here, but David will. And David and Kroon will take y'all home.